People love him already. He's got the Rhode Island twang.
The long pass to Moore and a pin block from Martin.
Tune in to Cam's Corner.
He's going to make it here.
Draws the foul for another Rhode Island and one.
Podcast. He's got his own podcast.
It's good off the backboard and in.
On a break.
And we're back, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Cam's Corner, Season 4, Episode 14, Episode 114. We've got a former guest in the house tonight, former defensive standout at the University of Rhode Island. And now a safety for the Miami Dolphins. It's Jordan Culbert. Jordan, thanks so much for hopping on the show, man.
No, appreciate you having me.
So, yeah, like we talked about last time, man, we had you, Darius Savage, and Jarrett Martin in the gym at URI. I know it's a completely different scene now for you in Miami. So we'll start off with that from senior year, the last time we talked and kind of regrouped and talked about your career as a whole. So you started at Columbia and URI was where you ended things off. So that senior year, we'll start off with that before we get into what the Rams have done this season, a historic season for URI football. But for yourself, I know I'm sure it was different for different guys, but for yourself, what was that season like after your senior year, kind of getting ready for the draft and things like that?
It was a unique process, you know, just after graduating senior year and just going in to the point of the draft. It's sort of like it's what you've been working your whole life for, just for that opportunity. So just going there, I ended up going to a place called Grassetti Performance up in Pennsylvania. A couple guys from the team, Jordan Jones and Henry Yannakopoulos, they went there the year before, so I heard all good things. So I went up there, had a good training up there, and then got to pro day and had a pretty good pro day. And then from there, it just goes to just talking to a whole bunch of teams. They're just interviewing you. They're trying to figure out who you are as a person, because now it's a business. It's not just a scholarship. They're putting money on the line for you, and you're representing their brand. So they're trying to find everything. They're asking about arrests, suspension. They're asking about everything. So good thing I didn't have anything. So, but yeah, they're asking about everything. They're digging into family history. They're asking me questions like, oh, like, why did you transfer while I graduated? So it's different for me, but they just sort of try to dig into you and really find out who you are at the core. So talking to different teams, and you're sort of just telling the same story over and over again to these teams. And then you fast forward, you go local days if you get invited, and then you get to draft night, and you know, it was a real stressful day, honestly.
I'm sure. Yeah,
it's just waiting to hear something, talking to your agent. It's just a feeling like coming from FCS, you know, it's always harder. So, you know, just having that stigmatism and just trying to overcome that, and just really putting everything you got on the line, and just, you know, it's really a different feeling. So draft night came, and I ended up getting a call from the Dolphins that I was getting signed. That was the best feeling I ever had in the world, because it felt like I'm in the door now. And once you're in the door, you have an opportunity. You have a shot, and that's all you can ask for. So it was the greatest feeling ever. And got to rookie mini camp. Just kept learning, just getting under the arms of the older guys and the vets in the room, and just learning how they operate as a professional. Just did that all through camp, went and played preseason, you know, and then you get to preseason, you get to cut date, and you don't know, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, you don't know what they're thinking in the front office. You just don't know what's going on. You've put everything on the line, and then it all comes down to one day. So luckily I was blessed, and they signed me to the practice squad. So just been doing that ever since and just getting better.
Yeah, that was one of the questions I'm going to ask later. I want to get into that draft process as well. But going back to what you were talking about your former teammates like Henry and Jordan, talk about that, like how much they kind of helped you in that process because they did it themselves, right? They went through certain things and routines that you probably looked at and said, oh, I can do this for myself to get to where I want to be, to get in the position that you're in now. So more so just touch upon that. I'm on like your former teammates and coaches that really helped you get into the position that you're in now.
Yeah, definitely. Like Henry was actually my host when I came on my visit to Rhode Island. So from the minute that I met him, like I just knew he was a very genuine person. I could tell by how other people respected him and approached him and could immediately tell that he was just one of those guys that was just always going to have your back. So it really started there. And then we played a season together, of course, and fast forward to him being on the staff, you know, the relationship changed like in title, but it was still the same like relationship. Like it was never, oh, he's a coach now. Like,
yeah,
that's still my brother. Like, you know, so just having him and Jordan Jones, of course, got the opportunity with the Rams and just talking to him about camp and everything, you know, it was just times where I'd be at home and I'm preparing, like, this is after I got signed and I'll text Jordan. I'd be like, what are the drills? Like, what are they have you doing? Like, just trying to figure out every little thing. And he always responded, always let me know what was up. And yeah, those guys, appreciate those guys.
Yeah. And you just mentioned too, like that, before getting drafted, like that interview process with different teams and like they're asking you not just about the game itself, but like, you know, your background, if you've ever been arrested, stuff like that. So talk about the types of teams. Obviously you landed with Miami and they signed you in May in 2024, but just talk about the different types of teams that were interviewing you and like what stood out to you the most. Like, cause this is different than me and you talking and me interviewing you as a player. Yeah. This is a business standpoint, like you said. So how much different was that and what were the different teams' outlooks?
Yeah. So like, it was, it's different for each team. So like for the local days, you actually get the opportunity to sit down with the coaches and have, you know, these one-on-ones face to face. So it really just depends on the coach and how they like approached it. But generally it's the same thing. They're just trying to figure out about you, what's your motivation, why you're playing football, like just get a synopsis of your whole life. And then it goes straight into, oh, like, do you understand football? Like they're putting on your film and they're telling you like, oh, explain, like, what are y'all doing here? Like, explain the defense to me. And you just got to talk football and then just, yeah, try to spit everything to them. And then depending on the coach, they might teach you something like a play or a series of plays and have you get on the board and then teach it back to them. That's the crazy part.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is a lot of pressure because it's really like you're one-on-one with him and I didn't have no notes, no nothing. So you just got to get up there and just tell everything back word for word.
Yeah, I haven't been an athlete since high school, but I feel like now as a fan, like watching like different sports, it's different than a player's perspective. It's so much different. But like you said, draft night comes, you weren't drafted, but you were signed, Miami calls you, right? Is there, did you have any, like, was there any sense of like what was going to happen that day? Or was it kind of like just up in the air? Like run me through draft night, the anticipations for draft night and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, it's really all up in the air because you don't know. It really depends on where other dudes get drafted, how the draft's going, what teams need. Like, there's just so much up in the air. And you have the teams that you talk to and you have a general knowledge of, like, the teams that are more interested. You talk to them more, of course. But if you really don't know, like, there's teams that could come out the blue. Like, I know people who a team came out the blue and just took them because and hadn't talk to them once at all, like, just cause. So it's really, you have no idea.
Yeah, and I know, like, that off-season preparation, a lot goes into making a tape, a lot goes into putting out film and sending it out to different coaches. I remember, like, I had a couple films of, or a couple clips of you, like, during games, and you're like, can you send me this, can you send me that? And I saw this one clip that went around a lot. It was like your only Friday night game. I forget who you guys played, but like you had a hit. Who was it? Stony Brook, right? Yeah, you had a hit right like at the goal line. And I saw that clip going around and around and around. I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking like, oh, that should be like a standout play. But there's like so much more that goes into just like big highlight plays and big, you know, like highlight reel type of plays. You know, like you said, you have to break down certain things. Was it kind of like a clear cut? Like you said, I know it was up in the air, but leaving that Miami interview, did you have like a sense of like, this team likes me? Did you kind of have any like grasp on that through any teams? Or was it just kind of like you said, up in the air?
Not really. It's like, yeah, Already up in the air. Like, I mean, it also depends on, let's say like your draft stock and like where you're projected to come out. Like, guys in the higher rounds, they have more of a general sense of like where they're going, the high guys. But
yeah.
But once you get back to the later rounds and to the undrafted guys, and then it's sort of just like, yeah, it's sort of like an interview. It's like it's like a job interview. It's literally a job interview. It's like, oh, let me find out about you. All right, thanks for your time. And well, I might call you later, I might not.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah, it's really just like, yeah, it's crazy because it's like you're getting asked the same questions, so you, but you're getting asked in a different way. So it's the times you're like, oh, I should have said this way, I should have said this better, like, oh, I said this way yesterday, and I liked how this sounded yesterday, but I didn't like the way it sounded today. Like, so it's just like little things like that, where it's just like you start critiquing yourself and sort of like getting into your own head, where it's like, do I even know my own story anymore? Yeah. Like, who am I? You know what I'm saying?
who were you with on a draft night, and how long was it? So it was in May that they signed you and you got the call. Who were you with when that happened, or were you by yourself, or how was that day for you?
Yeah, I was with my my girlfriend, my dad, my mom, and my aunt. Yeah, we were in Tampa. My parents had moved out to Tampa, so we were in Tampa, and I got the call, and it was just crazy. It was just a crazy feeling. Like, I couldn't stop smiling. Like, it was just a smile on my face, and it was just seeing the joy in their faces too is really what made it worth it.
Yeah, and from May to August, that training camp, that like mini camp era, and like your first taste of NFL football, I'm sure you kind of had like a more of like a welcome to the league type of feeling when you started preseason. But what was that that's like summer camp, mini camp, training camp, all that kind of stuff like for you? What was that like welcome to the NFL moment? Because when we were, I think it was last summer, when Ed Lee was with the Patriots in the summer, like, I was interning with the news station, Channel 12 in East Providence, and we would go to all the camps. So like, it was so surreal to see Ed like with Mac Jones, with like all these people, and coming from URI, and like now you're down in Miami kind of following that same path and like on the same path now. So those opening moments of the NFL, what was that moment like where you're like, damn, like this is real now?
Yeah, it was sort of just like, everything's just so much more. It's, everything's just so much more efficient. Like, everything so timing based and technique based. Like, it's just really, it is a different speed. It's a different speed, and you have to take the time to like slow it down really and just feel comfortable. Because at the end of the day, it is just football. Like, it's the same football as you played your whole life, but it just feels a little different because of how fast and how good everybody is. So, you said my welcome to the NFL moment. It was probably, I wouldn't say this was the moment where I was like, oh, like, these guys are good. But a moment that sticks out to me was Tyreek. He had caught the ball and he started running to the left, and then he just stopped real fast, started running back to the right, and then stopped again and ran back to the left. I was like, all right, bro, I'm done chasing you. Like, I'm not chasing you no more. Like, you got it.
That was like one of the first days.
It was one of the first days. This was actually like later in camp, but it was like, I was like, well, bro, this is, he's different. Yeah. His speed is really second to none.
And like, was it like the first few days or first few weeks where you're like, all right, my new teammate is Tua, Tyreek, Jalen Ramsey, like Odell, like all these people, like did it hit you like that these dudes are like, you're a part of this team? Like how much like different did it feel like from like your freshman year of college anyway? You know what I mean? Like a new team, a new system.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it felt like freshman year of college. It sort of felt like, it just felt a little like surreal because you're just like, you know, you're in college, you talking about who the best in the league, like you talking about all this, and now like they're your teammates. So it's definitely like crazy when you first get in there. It's sort of, you feel like a little tense, like, you know what I'm saying? But within a few days, you just realize that they're normal guys. They're just normal guys. It's just a normal football atmosphere, and everybody's real cool. At least on the Dolphins. I don't know about other teams, but everybody on the Dolphins, you know, they're real cool. You can talk to them like they're just regular people at the end of the day.
Yeah, who have been some of the veteran guys that have opened up to you a little bit more and kind of acted like mentors in a way, that kind of like showing you the ropes and, you know, trying to get you ready for when your number's called?
Yeah, definitely Javon Holland and Jordan Poyer. Those guys got a lot of experience playing ball, and they just been little things here and there. They just show me like, and it just like, it's crazy how much you think you know, and then someone comes and tells you all these other things, and it's like, wow, like, I didn't even think about it like this. So those are two guys that just always sit next to them in meetings and just asking them questions and asking how they see things. So it's all good. Like, where it's all cool. Like, I'm like, it's all just a team vibe. Like, they're real cool. I just had a Friendsgiving at Javon's house this weekend after our game on Thursday, and been to Jordan Poyer's house. He has the DBs over all the time. So it's really just like, I'd say I got good vets. I definitely got good vets who welcome the younger guys in and are open to sharing all this information.
And I'm sure that helps too, like not only build chemistry, but like help you learn like the playbook, how things are ran, like everything like that. And like we talked about before, before going to URI, you went to Columbia. So when you transferred, you had to learn a whole new playbook, learn a whole new system, everything like that. Jumping from college to the pros after URI, was that kind of like a similar adjustment? Like you're obviously learning the playbooks, you're learning all this, but like, how much different was it? Like, did it take you a little bit longer to get used to it because it's the pros? Like, how much different was that transition?
I would say it was easier as opposed to coming from Columbia, because we did run a lot of defenses in at Rhode Island. So we ran like an NFL style defense while we were at Rhode Island. So the thing that changed was the verbiage. I'd say there's definitely more verbiage in the NFL because sometimes they want to play stuff differently per week, because you know, you play in 17 weeks of season, you get in a lot of tendencies. So there's the verbiage and just having to say all these things on the fly. That was definitely the difference in the playbook. But scheme wise, I feel like Rhode Island did a good job of preparing me for the next level.
Have you been caught off guard yet? Like something that you weren't I guess necessarily ready for? Or like, is it like, I know it's like quick, everything is so quick, you got to jump in and learn everything like so fast. Have you ever been like caught off guard in any sense?
No, not that I can think of.
There you go. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, to be honest. Yeah, like I was definitely in that playbook. I'm still in the playbook, just
good.
Yeah, learning different ways to just play it, and even like disguise it different ways, and just making it all one like piece of art. That's how I like to think about football.
For sure. And as a rookie, like all you really know before like you start getting adjusted, I'm sure, is just college ball, like what you know before, right? So that mindset of when you were getting ready for college and like earning your spot as a freshman, sophomore, junior, and then your senior, like you worked hard to get to the spot that you were at your senior year, right? How quickly were you trying to do that your first few weeks of training camp and over the summer to get to the practice squad and sign in August? Like that mentality of just trying to get to that next step, like every day, like what was that like?
It wasn't even something I thought about at one point. Like, because when you're a freshman coming to college, like you still have 3 years behind that. This could literally be my last shot. Like, the NFL is a business, and I've seen people come and I've seen people go. And just seeing that, like the first couple times people were getting cut and all that, it was just like, that was my caught off guard moment. It was when I was caught off guard, but actually just seeing it in action just makes it real for you. It's like, boom, he was just practicing with me yesterday, and today there's someone else in the same number jersey as he was just wearing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just a really different feeling. So I think it just comes down to how bad do you want it at that point, because you're fighting for your job at that point.
Yeah, so. And like seeing guys come and go, I'm sure it's a tough feeling of being their teammates as well over the summer. But for yourself, I mean, that work paid off. Like you're in the spot that you're in now, and following the timeline of events after the summer, regular season's here now, but the preseason before, that was kind of like your first time stepping onto a field, like in a different, besides being at Hard Rock, right? It's something different. So kind of similar to what we talked about before, like the welcome to the league moment heading into the summer. What was that first preseason game like, knowing you're going to get some reps and knowing you're going to get your first taste of NFL football?
Definitely felt anxious, like just ready to go. Like, I was hyped more than anything, and I was just trying to lock in on, I wasn't even trying to take in the moment. And I was just trying to lock into what I had to do, but I couldn't help but take in a moment, and just sit there and just see like, just the opportunity to even suit up in the preseason game. It's just, everybody doesn't get that chance. So, I was definitely something that I was thankful for, but getting out there, I was just anxious, and I didn't play until the second half, so I'm just waiting there, just like waiting to get in the game, trying to stay loose, because you don't know, like some safety go down, I'm gonna just run in there, you know what I'm saying? So so that's just my mentality. So just had to be ready at all times. That was sort of a weird feeling, but it was just, when I got in there, just had to get the jitters out first couple of plays, and then ended up playing pretty well through the preseason.
Yeah, there was three games in the preseason, played in all three, and was there like you just mentioned, like the jitters, right? Was that kind of something that you had, that happens like every game, even if like, even like now that you haven't gotten in like a regular season game yet, does that still happen like every game, every time you're stepping onto that field?
Yeah, it actually does. Like, it's crazy, because week one versus the Jags, that game, it was jam-packed, and we had to fly over here and they're singing the national anthem. I just got goosebumps because it's just like, this is literally everything that I prayed for. Like, this is my dream. And it just, like I could say, there's nothing, no one else to thank but God. Like, God is the only reason why this is possible. But at the same time, that also gave me motivation because, like, I want to be the one. I want the goosebumps while I'm in the pads. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Sort of, yeah, just taking that approach through the season, and just that feeling that I had right there, and just keeping that same feeling day in and day out of just always being ready when your name's called. That's the name of the game. Because I'm on a practice squad, there can be two injuries this week and I could be called up. You know what I'm saying? It's just how it works. So just staying ready, staying prepared all throughout the season, and really just treating my body and treating football actually as a professional. So yeah, definitely been enjoying this.
Yeah, and I'm not an athlete, not a professional athlete, but my goal is to get to the NBA, to work in the NBA as a broadcaster, a sportscaster, reporter, whatever it is, you name it. But my pads is my suit. Every time I get a suit on, I put the tie on, and that red light turns on. It's kind of like I kind of have that same feeling. I can understand what you're saying, to a sense. Yeah. I'm not the athlete on the field, but my first like taste of the NBA was I want to say a month, yeah, like about a month ago now. Because I'm out in Missouri, so our local team, not local, but our NBA team that we would cover is the Thunder. We're not at every single Thunder game, but I was at their home opener, and I was the first reporter that my station has sent to a game in like 5 years. So to know that I'm making an impact and like getting to that spot to step on the court and like have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander just like right there. And like That's as good. He was walking off, like at the end of the game, they played the Hawks to open up the season at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do like a look live, which is like pre-recorded, and they use it for a different show. We have two shows. And then the last shot was live. So that was at 10 o'clock. So as I'm setting up for the live shot, Shai's walking off the court. He's all dripped out. And I look up to him. I'm like, you know what? Screw it. So I was like, good game tonight, Shai. And he fist bumped me, patted me on the back. He's like, appreciate it, bro. Thank you. And he said, good luck. Cause he saw like the mic flags and like the station thing on it. So I'm like, is this the feeling that these athletes get? Like when they first get into the league, like, I feel like I was a part of it. Was so surreal. Right. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Like I'm sure like,
big,
yeah, I'm curious to know too. Like, once the season progresses, right, every single day, obviously the preparation is the same. But trying to, obviously the goal is trying to get better. Right. Is there any different like routines that you do throughout the day, or is kind of everything like the same being on like the practice squad? And like you said, like that next man up kind of mentality.
Yeah, the routine's pretty much the same. Like practice squad, you do everything the same with the team. Yeah. Like even Miami is like one of the only teams that travels their practice squad, so I actually get to go to like the away games and all that. So that's definitely, I love doing that. That's a cool experience, just seeing like all the stadiums and being in Lambeau, and it was snowing on Thanksgiving night. Like that's another time I got goosebumps. That was a crazy experience. You do everything with the team, so like you're in all the meetings, you're in all the pregame meetings. Like the only time where you're not doing stuff with the team is before the games. You have a workout. And you have a workout and like you do like indie or like a lift or something like that. And then go to the stadium. And then once you're at the game, you're sort of like, you're just chilling at the game. You're just there. Watch it. Yeah. So, but preparation is the same for everybody. So just sort of trying to find that edge and just, like I said, learning from the vets, like, and just taking advantage of like the trainers and all that stuff, and just all the like amenities and stuff that we do have, in the building. So, I definitely take advantage of that and have my own little routine that I do. So.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Like, is Miami the only team in the NFL that doesn't or that brings practice squads to away games, or is it just is there like a select few?
I don't think we're the only.
One
We
of the
might
few,
be
though.
the only, but yeah, we might be the only, but it's definitely not a lot of teams. Like some teams don't even have their practice squad on the sideline for
Yeah.
home games. Like,
Oh, wow.
yeah, for home games. So like even them, they're just their schedule is they just practice with the team and then game days they're just free. It's like a day off for them. So
And I know Tyreek Hill is a future Hall of Famer, like in and of himself, but like being able to travel with the team, have you had any moments on the sideline where you're like, oh my God, like there's Aaron Rodgers, or like there's like people that you kind of look up to, like I'm trying to think of like Hall of Fame-esque people in the NFL now, that you're like, this is surreal, and like I can't wait till I get my number called and I'm in these spots where I can go up against these guys in like a regular season game.
yeah, facts. Like, it's happened like almost every game. There's, I feel like every game, there's just like a player where I'm just like, oh man, it's like just watching them play. It's like, oh, like I see why they're so good. Like, I
Yeah.
see they're explosive or they do something good. So, yeah, I'd say every week. And just seeing like the crazy things that people can do in warm ups and stuff like that. Yeah, so it is just a crazy feeling. Just to see it like at eye level and just seeing these guys. But they one day I'm gonna be the one picking them off, so it doesn't
Yes,
really matter.
sir. I love
I'm
that.
waiting for it.
I need a Colbert jersey like immediately.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like for me, I don't know about you, but like for me, I've always been like a starstruck type of person. Like if I saw like a not even like a celebrity, because like just like sports wise, like announcers that I looked up to, or like whoever like that I met before I started working in sports, like I was always like, oh my God, like this is this person. And like now that you're an NFL player, I'm sure like now that you're adjusted and you're like these are your teammates, it doesn't feel like that. Like when I was just talking to you about OKC, when I was on the floor and like in that moment, I was like, I feel like I belong here. Like yeah, like that's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, that's all these like the Trae Young, like all-star NBA players, but like I feel like I was like meant to be on that court, like at that moment. Do you have that mindset, that mentality, kind of like every single day that you're on the facilities and like you're working out all that? Like, is that always like a reoccurring feeling for you?
Yeah, like definitely the starstruck was the first couple of days.
Yeah.
I felt that, but now it's not like that at all. Like
Right.
like you said, you gotta have that mindset that you belong here. Because the moment you don't have that mindset is the moment that you won't be there, because there's always just somebody working and get your spot. Like there's people right now working out, doing drills at home, just waiting for a call to do for a tryout for a team. Like
Yeah.
people get hurt every week. So yeah, you always gotta have that mentality and just because what I noticed is the moment that I stopped being starstruck from all these people is the moment I started playing better. Because it's like I'm just playing calmer football now. It's not like, oh, like Tyreek's running at me now. Like
Right.
it's sort of like, okay, like it's just a normal
Just another
receiver.
guy. Yep.
Exactly. So and just not just another guy. You
Well,
gotta
right.
calculate the speeds and open up a little more when you're running. But
For sure. I get the mindset part
yeah,
of it, where it's
definitely
just
more
kind of like
comfortable.
going attack. But I won't keep you any longer, Jordan. I appreciate the time, man. I just wanted to know the last question to cap things off. We're in week 14 now. Again, we talked about the practice squad and how much that's helped you like really soak in this NFL experience and get to where you want to be each and every day. But something you've learned the most being a professional athlete for this past year. Crazy, it's almost coming to an end. Playoffs is almost going to be starting soon in a few weeks. So something you've learned the most from being a professional athlete, and I guess like the biggest takeaway you've had so far these past few months. No, I'm putting you on the
I'll
spot,
say,
but
yeah. No. I would probably say, I think it just goes back to what you were saying, just having that mindset that I belong here. Like, no matter what your passion is, whether it's broadcasting, whether it's sports, doesn't matter what it is, you have to have the mindset that you belong in the room with the best person in that field. Because if you want to be that person, if you want to be the best person in that field, if you don't think that you even belong in the room with them, then you lost automatically. There's nothing more you can do. No matter how hard you try, it's already planted in your mind that you don't belong. So just believing in yourself, I would say, and just knowing that if you really put in the time and you really give it everything you got, and I'm talking everything, if it's not enough, then it's not enough. But you can't say that you really wanted it if you didn't give everything.
Yeah. You can deal with failure, you can't deal with what ifs. I always go by that.
Exactly. So yeah, it's been a long journey to get here. And that's definitely something that I wish I could have told my younger self, but just be confident in who you are and just know you belong in every single room. Cause I realize it now and it's gotten me here. So just believe in yourself.
Yes, sir, man. Jordan, I appreciate you hopping on the podcast, man. I wish you a happy holidays. If I don't talk to you soon, Christmas is coming up. The NFL season's almost over. Going to be wishing for a Colbert jersey under my tree. So I can't wait for this episode to come out. We're recording this on December 4th. So December 4th of the 10th, week 14 for Jordan and the Miami Dolphins. But wish you the best of luck, man. I'll talk to you soon. Episode 14 of season 4. And we'll see you guys in the next episode of Camp's Corner.